But I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
Chris McMichael.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 12:02. McMonagle here with you on a Friday morning. As I got you for five straight hours on this five-hour midnight ride, we'll take you to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Me and Fleegs rocking with you till then. And yes, I almost didn't sing, but I'm not going to let them get me down. You can't do it to me. You already ruined my afternoon. You're not going to ruin my morning on this week. This Friday morning is my weekend. I guess we'll start relatively soon. And the Yankees, God, need to move on to the next series against the Atlanta Braves, as they were, without a doubt, undoubtedly, which means the same thing, embarrassed yesterday and embarrassed in the series. We talked about heading into the series how, for a series in June, as about as important a series and a litmus test as you could have. And we can forget all the other ones. And we'll get into this more as we go along through the show. 888-808-1019. I don't care about the Dodger series. Honestly, I don't. And I don't care about any other series that any other person might deem important or a litmus test. This is about the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees. Everything else is noise. I don't care what they did against the Red Sox. I don't care what they did against the Dodgers. Conversely, I don't care what they've done against the Astros, the Cleveland Guardians, the Kansas City Royals, or anybody else. All right, we understand that they're the two best teams in the American League. Even the Yankee haters who are out in full force this morning at 12:03. And I understand why. You've hardly had a chance to poke your head out, so you're taking advantage of it. God bless you. These are the two best teams in the American League. Plain and simple. And I don't care what happened against the Dodgers or anybody else. The New York Yankees need to prove that they can beat the Baltimore Orioles. That's it. These are the two teams competing for this division. These are the two best teams in the American League. One of them is going to win the division. The other is going to be forced to play a wild card series. And the Yankees wanted to be them to be the division winners. And so far, the fact that they are still a half a game up, technically, in this division, they have been thoroughly outplayed in both of these series against the Baltimore Orioles. And after winning the first game of this series and heading into this series with all the pitching matchups in their favor, we understand the amount of injuries that the Baltimore Orioles are dealing with in the rotation. You miss Burns. The Yankees were going to throw Nestor Cortez in the first one, get Gerrit Cole back from injury. And it seemed better at the time than we ultimately found out it to be, because he was on a pitch count that none of us expected would be that low. But still, you got Cole and then Luis Gil. Arguably the best pitcher in the American League. We were debating whether or not he would start the All-Star game. This rookie phenom. I'm getting flack on social media and Twitter saying that people, oh, well, you're comparing him to DeGrom. I never compared him to DeGrom. I never compared him to, you know, Doc Gooden. But that's how good he's been for the first 12 starts of his season. For the beginning of this year, through almost half the year, Luis Gil's been excellent, and he was absolutely pounded in this game yesterday. And we start there because as we talk about Luis Gil and how important he is to this team and how important the starting rotation has been to this team and is to this team, especially with the way the bullpen looks. We'll get to that in a second. But Luis Gil's been dominant. And while he still had his fastball at times, he was awful in this game. And I don't want to hear, and I know the Yankees won't poo-poo it, and they were asked, you know, about tipping pitches. Oh, we'll look into it. Well, I don't want to hear about tipping pitches, because I don't know if you watched the game. But he left fastballs and sliders over the heart of the plate. They were attacking him early. They did not want to fall behind. when they wanted to make sure to put a good swing on him early in the at bat. You get some shoddy defense from Soto on the first play of the game, and away we go. He gets absolutely pounded an inning and a third, and just puts the team obviously behind the eight ball. And more than that, just immediately takes the wind out of your sail in a game that you thought, considering, you know, Irvin is pitching for the Baltimore Orioles and he's got an 8 ERA against the Yankees in his career heading into the day. But this was a rubber match and you wanted to take this series. You wanted to make a statement. And instead, by taking it and taking 2 out of 3 from the New York Yankees in the Bronx, by pounding what has been their best starting pitcher, bar none, this year and arguably one of the best starting pitchers in the American League, they have made a statement against the New York Yankees. And mix in the whole nonsense of retaliation and you have to throw. And you know what? For all you people who thought the Yankees would be soft if they didn't retaliate, I'm sorry. Now that the series is over, and how they got spanked after it, the way it's played out and the way it looks now, they were soft for retaliating. They were soft for the need to feel like they had to come back at the Baltimore Orioles for a pitch that got away on Judge, that cost them one game that he should have been able to pinch hit the night before. It still bothers me, and I talked about that on the show yesterday. If he could play today, why couldn't he give you one at bat last night? This Yankee team has completely felt different. There's been a sense of urgency, and yet somehow, some way, it still feels a little bit like just go that extra bit to try and beat the Baltimore Orioles. And they won't do it, and I understand why it's Judge, but it just bothers me. But they feel like the team, oh, we have to do something. We can't have the Baltimore Orioles come in here and throw a Judge. We've got to retaliate or else. And then we got everybody on this radio station, everywhere else, talking about whether, oh, we got to make a point. Well, who made the point in this series, I ask you? And they lost a one-run game the other day, and they put a base runner on. I don't know what happened. If you pitch to Henderson, maybe he hits a home run. He's a fantastic player. If you pinch hit to Henderson, maybe he's got a double, and he starts an inning, and they score more than a run. But ultimately, they gave them a runner in a one-run game that they lost by one run. And he came around to score. And Baltimore was laughing, and the broadcast was laughing. And from that moment on, the Baltimore Orioles made a freaking point to the New York Yankees. You want to hit us, which, by the way, the New York Yankees hit them more than the Orioles hit the New York Yankees. You want to hit us? We won't complain. We won't cry. We'll just go to first base and kick your ass and steal second because your catcher can't throw. But no, we needed to retaliate. It made the Yankees seem worse. It made the Yankees look cheap and soft and petty. The Yankees were embarrassed in a multitude of ways in this series. Getting their ass kicked, having their best hit pitcher get their ass kicked, more stolen bases than the catcher throwing the ball away, acting soft in the desperate need to respond and act like tough guys when there was no need for it. And then the bullpen completely falling apart. And this bullpen that I will tell you, and you know me, we're going to flip this thing around in just a minute. But I will tell you, for the first 65 games of this year, this bullpen had an ERA around 2.5. It was one of the best overall pitching staffs in Major League Baseball. The bullpen was very good for this team for 65 games. And over the last, or somewhere around that, 60, 65. And over the last 10 to 15, this New York Yankee bullpen has completely fallen apart. And it's not that they're overworked, and that's just an easy thing that people will throw out there. It's not that they're overworked, because the New York Yankees and Luis Gil today just broke a streak that goes back to the beginning of picking up a ball and swinging a stick at it for consecutive games of starting pitching going at least 4 innings. It's not that they're overworked. They've just been bad from the closer, you heard me, right on down. They've had a terrible stretch where this bullpen has been a disaster. and all the different elements. Now, some of them I think are overblown. The idea that you come away from this series thinking there's a major problem at third base. DJ LeMahieu got some hits in the series. DJ LeMahieu might look old and tired to you, I suppose, but he got some hits in the series. He wasn't an absolute waste. He got two hits the other night. He got hit. Yeah, like he hasn't been terrible. He's not what you want. He's not the machine. But I like that first base. They just called up Rice. I'm okay with that. Gleyber Torres. It's a home run in this game. Like the infield's a problem on some level, and they will look to address it. And I've already talked about that at the deadline. There's no doubt. But you don't come away from that in this series. This series, you come away with the bullpen, plain and simple. And maybe the catcher who threw one away again coming off the Boston series. But the bullpen right now is in a complete just implosion where nobody is pitching well. And again, 60 straight games of pitching well. Into now being an out-and-out disaster where they have to send Marinaccio down to make room for someone who can come in and actually give them innings over the next couple days. And that's the other thing what they've done here is completely kill the bullpen for this Atlanta series coming up. But right now, when you look at this team and you compare them to both, and I said this last night and I still stand by it because I look at the Baltimore Orioles, their lineup's relentless. They're young, they're fast, they're athletic, they're deeper 1-9 than the New York Yankees. Never said different. But this rotation's still a mess. And the bullpen, I'm sorry, you can't convince me, is much better when you're looking at the likes of Craig Kimbrel closing games. And the Yankees touched up their bullpen in this series. But they got embarrassed on a bunch of different fronts here that didn't need to happen, a lot of them. Yesterday, they got their ass kicked. They were right there in a one-run game the night before, and they coasted to a relatively comfortable victory in the first game of this series. They are right there with the Orioles. And let me just say that now, all right? Because we're going to come from this series, and yes, they've lost 5 out of 7. There is no doubt. I can't turn on this microphone and tell you they are better than the Orioles, but I don't care what anybody says. They are not inferior to the Baltimore Orioles. They've lost 5 out of 7, yes. In 2009, the New York Yankees started the season 0-8 against the Boston Red Sox and finished the year 8-8 and we all against them, and we all remember how the season turned out. This is going to be a different team. Brian Cashman is going to attack the trade market at the deadline for relief pitchers. And I've been telling you, I still think Clay Holmes will be the closer on this team. I don't think he's a problem. I think he's going through a little bit of a downturn, as all relievers do. And it just so happens this entire bullpen is going through a downturn. And they've been besieged by injuries, as well as Hamilton's not there. Right now, you got three guys you trust on some level. You've got the closer, you've got Weaver, and you've got Tonkin. That's it. There is not another pitcher on this team that you have any real belief in. But I will still tell you, as they go to take on a series against Atlanta, we are overblowing so much as a fan base, and the reaction I hear is ridiculous. They got their ass kicked. They got embarrassed. I'm pissed off about it. But that doesn't mean the franchise is in a faltering state that is about to crater, and it's just like 2 years ago, and it's the same crap we've been getting for the last 15 years, and the team is awful, and the GM needs to go, and the manager sucks, and Luis Gil has clearly hit some sort of wall. He's terrible. The rest of Major League Baseball is caught up to him. Like, we can never just go through the game and say Luis Gil had a bad start. The kid's been unbelievable. He went from being sent to minor league AAA at the beginning of camp to being the best starter in the American League. Did we think there wouldn't be any hiccups along the way? Now, you'll have to check to see what is, you know, because they're concerned about his innings, obviously so, and they're going to look at arm fatigue. And you'll have to monitor it. But ultimately, right back to, well, they figured him out. Luis Gil's done. They better go out and get a starting pitcher at the trade deadline because Luis Gil's hit the wall. Like, relax. It's one game that he got beat up. One game. The kid's been unbelievable. It's one bad game. And the same thing about the rest of this team. You cannot build the best record in the American League beating nobodies. They went through a Dodgers series. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers without Juan Soto. It's not the end of the world, and we pick and choose. I see it all over the place. We are picking and choosing the series and the teams we deem that are important and that are telling. The Boston series is telling. The Boston Red Sox are 10 games behind the New York Yankees. And if the Yankees took 2 out of 3, nobody would say, hey, that's a good series win against the Boston Red Sox. Nobody would give a damn. But they lost, so it's a big deal. When I'm trying to figure out how this team is going to play, they don't care they beat Cleveland, first-place team. They don't care they beat Milwaukee, first-place team. They don't care they beat 2 teams in Minnesota and Cleveland, Kansas City, who are in the playoffs. No one cares. They don't care even, I've been arguing on Twitter. Nobody even cares about the 4 games at the start of the year against the Astros because the Astros haven't played well this year. You're telling me that at the beginning of the season, we did not deem that series important? And that you can't get anything from that team showing up in the way they did against a 4-game set in that building against a team that has ended season after season after season for not only the Yankees, but everybody else in the American League. And because they're a couple of games under 500 now, that series is meaningless. And we only care about the Dodgers and the Orioles and mix in the Red Sox because they lost that series too. And what the hell, throw in Seattle because they split that 4-game set. Every time the Yankees lose, that it goes right back into everything about them and how the season's going to collapse and how awful they are in every aspect. When the fact of the matter is, they've built the best record in the American League in all of baseball by winning a ton of games and playing pretty damn good baseball. Aaron Judge is still a beast. Soto's cooled off a little bit here, but they still have an unbelievable top of the order with Volpe, Soto, Judge. They're going to have to do something with the bullpen. They're going to have to address catcher. There's weaknesses. Every team has them, including the Baltimore Orioles, who have a terrible closer and a bad rotation right now due to injury. Now, they came out and played better in this series, and the Yankees have to prove they can beat Baltimore. But the Yankees don't have to prove they're a good team. And the Yankees don't have to prove that they're headed to the playoffs. And the Yankees don't have to prove that they're good enough to beat anybody. Right now, the bullpen is a mess, and the Baltimore Orioles just took them out behind the woodshed. They're going to have other opportunities, and we'll start this series against Atlanta tonight. And I'm curious now, maybe we'll get out in front of it. I want to ask you, is this a series we care about? Is this a litmus test? Is this series against the Atlanta Braves one that we can look to as some of import, or do we wait until they lose it or win it to determine how we look at it? Because if they win it, I have a feeling the narrative is, well, they haven't scored runs, Acuna's gone, they're having a down season, it's really not that big a deal, they beat the Braves, okay, great, they might be out of the wild card race in a few days. Or they might not be the first wild card in a few days. But if the Yankees lose it, Oh, you see what happens when they face a good team like the Atlanta Braves, who are built right, who have a young, talented team, who sign all their players to long-term contracts, who have vision and foresight? So tell me now, should I care about what happens in this Atlanta series? Should I deem it as a litmus test? Should I consider it a good team that the Yankees either can't beat or can beat? Or do we just go and move along with our lives and hopefully get this season back on track from the New York Yankees? Oh, I'm sorry, they're still in first place. I forgot, they don't have to get it back on track. They've played poorly inside the division, and right now the O's are their daddy. It's June. A lot can happen between now and when they have to play the Orioles in the playoffs or whoever else in the playoffs and change what's gone on here since 2009. But this team is different than 2 years ago. And I'm not worried about them fading down the stretch. And this rotation has still been unbelievable. Nestor Cortez pitched great the other night. the best pitcher in all the American League over the last couple of years and the Cy Young Award winner last year, just got his feet wet. Before we panic, let's just take a second. Let's recognize that, yes, Baltimore's been better. Yes, when they've played head-to-head, Baltimore has been much better. Baltimore's dangerous, and the Yankees have holes. There's still a trade deadline to fill them, and this bullpen won't be as bad as it's been the last 10 days, just like it won't be as good as it was the first 60 necessarily down the stretch. It's one series loss. Doesn't mean they can't beat the Baltimore Orioles. It doesn't mean they can't beat good teams. It's a silly narrative just because we all have the fear that it's going to end up just the way it has over the last couple of years. And I still feel like this team is different. There's just some holes and some things they need to fill. But make no mistake, they got embarrassed this weekend. And that's going to hopefully motivate them. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. I got you till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. We got plenty of time to break this down. We'll get into the different elements of the game, including still, I'm pissed off about all the people who felt like they needed to retaliate because it made the Yankees look petty and weak. And it added just another element of how this Baltimore Orioles team completely embarrassed them this weekend. And it didn't have to be that way. But there are problems with this bullpen, problems with this team. We'll get into all of it.